Hey Rock Movers, Karen Gray here, and I am so excited to introduce you to season two of the Rock Movers. You're gonna love these amazing women, and this year, amazing men who are moving rocks for women all around the world. So settle in, get ready for an amazing episode, and be sure and follow up with us. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know who you wanna hear next. Someone that's moving rocks for you. Ready, set, let's go. Rock Movers, y'all, this is gonna be so exciting today. Today I have one of my very new friends, but I feel like I've known her forever, and y'all are gonna feel the same way. This is Zandra Evans, and she is going to just blow your socks off this morning, because this woman is moving some boulders and mountains. Zandra is the executive producer and communications award-winning TV network, which is a global of the Communications Award TV Network, which is the global multimedia platform, Zandra TV Network. It is an affordable global marketing and advertising company that leverages TV streaming platforms such as Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, Apple TV, Chromecast, and we are gonna be seeing her on Hulu, y'all. So she's doing so many things. She's on 7 different streaming platforms, transmitting into over 12.5 million homes on Comcast cable. She's a coach, she's a business mentor. She is all around amazing. She has such a brand. The Zandra brand is just so impactful. She is a TV media incubator host where she teaches entrepreneurs how to become TV show producers. So we have so much to learn from her. She also has the best-selling book, The Power of Investing in You, Impact, Life, Leadership, and Legacy as well. So Zandra, just welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being a part of this Rock Movers podcast. I love you, lady.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you for having me. You know, I'm always excited to spend some time with you.
Well, you are also a fellow IPIC coaching graduates. And so we have that in common, and that just bonded me to you immediately, because you understand the power of coaching and the impact of our faith in our coaching. So I can't wait to learn from you today and to share you with my world and my amazing rock moving community.
I'm excited. And congratulations, by the way, on your graduation into energy coaching, which is like the most fabulous thing in the world.
Absolutely.
I am definitely, you know, your colleague and fellow graduate of that institute. So I'm just excited about it. And I know you're going to do great things with that.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Yeah. And y'all, this is exactly who she is. Like, this is about her, and she turned to make it about me. So this is the amazing woman that Zandra Evans is. That's a just perfect example. But I want to know more about you. So we're not going to let you twist this and make this about me.
Okay.
So tell me, what are you doing these days in this crazy world with everything that you have going on to take care of yourself and move rocks for Zandra?
Yeah, that's a loaded question. You know,
right.
I do have some rocks. I got, you know, things I have to move out of the way. You know, I think in this time, one of the things that I have done is increase my faith. You know, I think about, I've had faith walks before in the past, but I don't think I've ever had what I truly consider to be a blind faith walk, where I'm literally, you know, in unknown and uncharted territory. It's not my, what I was trained in and that kind of thing. Yeah. So to me, what I've done is I've really incorporated another level of faith in my walk that has helped to remove rocks. I mean, at the end of the day, we're in a pandemic and we just moved to a studio that's like almost 7 times larger than what we already had. And God did it because he for $55 more a month. Where do you find that? You know,
so in a time when people are going away from brick and mortar, you're building up.
Building up in the midst of this. So it really is the faith. I have increased my faith. That's how I got, you know, those rocks is I've really, really stepped up my faith game.
That's amazing. And how are you doing that? Like, what are the different things that you're doing to increase that faith other than testing it?
Well, you know what? I have incorporated a lot of prayer teams. So, you know, Zondra TV Network has an intercessory prayer team. And we meet every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. And that has really helped to catapult my faith and to know that I have people that are standing with me and agreeing. And so that's one. And then I do another prayer call 3 days a week. It's also, you know, 2 days a week on Wednesday and Friday. And that has really helped. But beyond that, really doing a lot of reading. I bought the book, The Whispers, Hear God's Whisper. And that devotional has helped me tremendously every single day to think about I'm not in this alone and that I'm walking side by side with me. So,
That's so good. So good. Yeah. And I know that right now other women are listening to that going, okay, those are things I can do. I can surround myself with women that will pray for me. I can surround myself and tune in, even if it's virtually, to women that will come alongside and support me and call me to be more.
Yeah.
And so, and believe in you when you're saying things that like, this is what God's called me to do. And it sounds crazy. They'll just say, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. So that leads me to all of the amazing things that you are doing for other women like me, like our friend Andrea Crum, who was on the show, and is you are moving some amazing rocks for other women and paving the way and setting an example. And I can't wait for you to share with our listeners about that. So tell us about those rocks, sister.
Yeah, those some rocks, boy, I tell you.
Those are mountains.
Faith the size of a mustard seed. So you know what? I have always been an advocate for women. Like I've always poured into women. That's been my thing, even when I was in corporate America. But now it's different because I'm actually affecting the community. When you're in a corporate job, it's kind of affecting the community, but not really. It's just really for the people that work there. Yeah.
Well, and for those that don't know, let's talk a little bit about that. You worked in corporate America for how many years?
40. 40.
40, y'all. She came out of the womb and went to work. So 40 years in corporate America, you were an employee. And then you received that, golden ticket to create yourself in the middle of a layoff. You recreated yourself at 49, we'll say.
Yeah, we're gonna say 49, but it really wasn't 49. It was way up in my 50s. But
so a lot of people are in that place right now.
A lot of people are in that place. Let me tell you, there is so much power and authority that you have inside of you. I only worked 2 corporate jobs in my whole life. One company, 25, the other one, almost 15. So when I left there and got the golden handshake, God said, build it. And what I thought I was building was not actually where he had me end up. I think I was in a training program to learn how to become one with the camera. And I developed this webinar service for women where I could motivate, encourage, and inspire women in the comforts of their own home on the second Sunday of every month. And it was a membership program. And then I wanted to be different, right? I was like, I don't want to just send, a quote for the week. I would actually get on video and I'd do a quote for the week and send it to every person that was a member of the program. And so I think I was in training and didn't really know that it was going to end up being in TV. That was not what I thought I would be doing. I'm an inspirational, motivational speaker and a coach, a certified coach. That's what I am. And that's what I came out to do. And I still do those things. I still do that. But I think God just had a larger platform for me and I accepted the call.
Yes, he did. Absolutely. And you're walking that out today. So let's talk more about that platform, Zandra TV. I mean, just bigger than life. You are bigger than life. But let's talk about all that you're doing through this incubator. And
it's so much. So, you know, we're on, like you said, you know, several streaming platforms, and that's a beautiful thing. A lot of people can have a Roku channel, but not very many people, if any, that I know are on 7 different streaming platforms, you know, duplicative Roku channels, which means that's duplicative, you know, that gives you double the amount and you have different audiences. So that's really awesome. But the incubator, you know, I have to tell a little story about how I got to the incubator. When August of 2019, God spoke to me and said, build the network. And by the way, I want you to build an incubator because I want you to teach everybody that comes to you what I've taught you. And I was like, really? Okay, so that's how this incubator came about. Little did I know there would be a pandemic. Little did I know that I would end up, instead of with 5 women in the incubator, I ended up with 12 women in the incubator, and we are in the 9th month of the incubator, and they've been trained on how to produce, how to position yourself in media, how to create a digital footprint. And you get one-on-one coaching with me too. So I get to coach as well. So you get 1.5 hours coaching every single month, one-on-one with me, where we develop your strategy together and then we execute together. So it's a love thing, right? I get to do my coaching, but I also get to do a more global platform where I can teach and educate people that yes, you can reinvent yourself. I did it. And if I did it, you can do it. Absolutely, you can.
That's so big. That is so big. And what a trailblazer you are, and encourager for other women that, I mean, and yes, we look at you and we're like, of course you can do that. But I think, you know, we all look at ourselves and go, what, really? No. So I love that you're so real and transparent, and that's what being a rock mover is all about in my podcast and this platform, is showing how real life women who get in the middle of the ugly mud can come through it and do mighty, mighty things.
Yeah.
And so I know you have some amazing things planned for 2021 as we begin to transition and into 2021. Tell us a little about what you have coming up next.
Well, I got a lot of things to tell. So first I want to say December 1st, we premiere on Hulu. We have a commercial running on Hulu around, you know, lifestyle kind of shows. So we're excited about that.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
I know. I'm like, now they just need to pick me up. But having a commercial on Hulu is not too shabby. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we've got about 15 people on the waiting list to start the season 2 of the incubator to become producers. And so I'm excited about those 15 people that I'm going to get to work with in 2021. And then the next thing is we have this big program that we're going to be launching called Magnetize. And that's going to be probably April, May timeframe. And we're going to do it. It's going to be live. It's going to be for a small group of women that are serious about creating their media and digital footprint. And so we're going to be doing things like writing their press releases. We're going to do micro photo shoots. We're going to do interviews. We're going to cut reels for their promo packages. We're going to do digital ads. We're going to give them, you know, a landing page. When they walk away after those 2 days, they'll have everything they need for 2021 in order to prevail. So we're excited about Magnetize.
Oh my gosh, as a speaker, everything you just said, I'm like, everybody needs this. If you want to have any kind of social media or TV presence, any kind of digital presence, these are all the things you have to have. But to have someone that has the experience and the tools and the resources to hold your hand and walk you through it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's huge. How exciting.
We're going to teach you how to get one with the camera. We're going to teach you how to posture in the media. We're going to teach you how, you know, the equipment and resources that you need at your homes in order to, you know, be able to, you know, do what you do and do it professionally. So we're going to be teaching all of that as well. And so I mean, it's going to be a jam-packed weekend.
Okay, I need to sign up. Sign me up now. Just put me on the list. I've got to go. This is so exciting.
Yeah, you get to pick which studio. We have four studios now instead of one. And so you get to pick which studio you want to sit in and be interviewed in. And so it's just going to be.
Oh my gosh, how exciting. This is like a candy land for women who want to do any kind of social media, like better than going to Disney World.
Yes, it is. And we're going to give you a social media campaign as a part of it.
No.
So walk away with a flyer. You're going to walk away with your soundbite. You're going to walk away with, you know, all of the links, everything that you need in order to be effective. We're excited. And actually, Angel Tussie is going to be coming together with me to do this. And so we're going to do it together. And we're going to make sure that women in business have what they need to take them out the entire year. I mean, when you think about it, come on, that's going to be worth it. You won't have to spend another dime because we'll have everything you need.
Yes. So ladies, if y'all are listening to this right now and you have any kind of desire to speak or be in promoting yourself in social media or any kind of digital medium, y'all need to connect with Zandra Evans and learn more about her Magnetize program that's coming up in second quarter 2021. Oh my gosh, how exciting. And I will be sharing that information. So just stay tuned. We'll find out here.
Awesome.
So I love it. I love it. Well, oh my gosh, you're doing so much, but tell me, what is it that really just set your fire for the next chapter of this life? Because you do so much. There's gotta be something that's just.
You know, I think that there's probably another book burning in my spirit. You know, that I'll write another book. Definitely going to do that. I don't know when, so don't hold me to it, but it's coming.
Yeah.
That's going to be one thing. I think the other thing is this is legacy work for me. So everything I'm doing is creating a legacy for my grandchildren. And there's a reason behind that. You know, their grandfather passed away 6 years ago. They don't have any great grandparents on my side of the family. And so I'm kind of it. No aunties, no uncles. My sister passed away. Everybody's kind of gone. And so I am it for them. And so this is really creating a legacy for my grandchildren. I have five. So everything I do, I think about it in those terms. The other thing that I think will happen, and I don't know if it'll be 2021 or 2022, but we're going to create a digital directory of small businesses that you could access on Roku TV.
Wow.
Talking about exposure.
Yeah.
Own link that you will direct people to go and to see your services. And it's going to be a video directory. So it'll be, hey, I'm Zandra, and this is what I do, and I'd love to work with you.
And that's then, like sci-fi high tech. Oh my gosh. This is the stuff you see in the movies that happens in like 20, you know, 35 or whatever, like. You're doing it today. That's amazing.
Yeah. I want people to be able to get exposure and to know that streaming technology is not an option. It's a requirement right now. And especially for small business, when you can afford to get in it now, because it will be unaffordable. You won't be able to get into it 5 years from today. It'll be just like linear TV.
Yeah. My goodness. That's so exciting. I love and respect you so much. You're doing so much that I just appreciate that you're listening to God's leading and just being open, because those are things that people don't just know. That's wisdom that's been given to you, and you are just following and building and building and building. And that's so exciting. Well, I can't wait for people to see this episode, and we're gonna send all the links for them to be able to connect with you. But what would be the best way for someone, if they want to know more about Zandra and they're just like, I need this woman in my life, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
And you know what? I do complimentary discovery calls. And so all you have to do is to go to beonztv.com and schedule your complimentary discovery call. Remember, I'm a certified coach. So if you want to talk about life, you want to talk about leadership, you could do that during that time frame. But if you really want to know about streaming TV and you really want to know how you can up your game as a solopreneur or an entrepreneur in order to be heard, be seen, and to grow, check me out. Be on ZTV.
Awesome. And do it today. Don't even think about it. Just do it. Just do it. So the people that need to reach out to you, I know some people are thinking, well, maybe that's not for me, right? I'm not ready for that. But I know you're going to say, you need to start now before you're ready so you can get ready. But so it's coaches. It's like, who else needs to be learning these skills?
If you run a business, if you have a small business, everybody needs what I have. You can't afford to wait. And this is not a sales pitch. This is just flat out, are you going to enter into the digital society? Given everything that has happened in 2020, you can't afford not to have a digital footprint. How will people find you? And the real separation is going to be the folks that have professional commercials on TV. You can have that for hundreds of dollars. You know, people that actually have an interview and have a whole marketing, you know, package to put out on social media and to put out in landing pages. Listen, you can't afford to not do this. You know, I think about it and I talk about this blue rose moment, right? You're going to have a blue rose moment periodically in your life, but do you have the courage to really access and engage in that blue rose moment? That's the unfamiliar, uncharted territory, something that maybe you don't think you need to do, but you really need to do it.
Yeah.
Try it anyways, because that is where some of your greatest glory resides. So it's for everybody.
Yeah, I can see how this would be so valuable for even like those small family restaurants that are struggling right now.
Yes.
Find people, because, you know, we're going away from cable TV. I see so many of us, I know we did, like we just have a streaming Wi-Fi, you know, Roku stick or a Fire stick, depending on which TV you go to. And, you know, we're just tapping into Netflix and Hulu. We're finding everything there. And so...
Yeah, and TVs come out the package these days already preloaded.
Yeah.
So you gotta think about that. I mean, you know, they come loaded with all of these streaming with Apple and, you know, and Roku and Amazon Fire. I mean, come on. It's definitely cutting edge, and it's really where people need to be. And it's whether or not you're courageously intentional enough to access the potential that lives within inside of you. I think a lot of times we let fear overtake us, and I say we should face everything and rise, because you know what, fear can't control you.
Absolutely.
Think about catabolic energy, Karen.
Yes. You know? For those that don't know, catabolic is the negative, if you will.
That energy that keeps you down. It's stress, anxiety, fear, doubt, worry. If you let, we have become masters at living in catabolic energy, that we literally push it down past our belly button and we think that we're functional. But let me tell you something, there are so many other choices available to you. When you lean in, access that anabolic energy, you have more choices available to you, and you will not any longer live in fear.
I love it. I love it. That's good. What a great note to end on. Zandra, thank you so much for just pouring all of these mic drop moments and golden nuggets into my rock moving family. And I just am so grateful for you. And for me personally, you are just, every time we talk, I feel so blessed. I'm just, I just soak you up and love and appreciate you so much. You are an amazing human and woman and mentor. And if y'all are in business or considering going into business or going into any kind of endeavor, this woman is someone you need to know and talk to and learn from and lean into. She is the real deal. And I love and treasure you, Zandra. Thank you so much for being here and giving your time. I know your time is so valuable. So thank you for sharing it with us today.
Anytime, Karen, you know, I'll come back if you need me to come back. I love it. I love you. You're an amazing woman as well. And, you know, I just find myself surrounded by the most amazing women who really walk in God's excellence. So I appreciate you.
Love you, lady.
Love you too.
Have a wonderful week, and we are going to see much more of you. I know it.
Okay. All right.
For listening. Wasn't that an amazing episode? We have so many more amazing guests that are coming along just like that one. And so I just want to encourage you to subscribe, follow us, and check back in next week for our episode 2 of season 2 of The Rock Movers. You're going to love it. Thank you so much, Zandra Evans, for sharing your story, your heart with us. And I can't wait to talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Karen Gray signing off.